Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com. And remember to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. I think you'll like it. If you don't, it's easier to unsubscribe than it is to subscribe. So, and we let you do that yourself. You can actually unsubscribe yourself. We don't even have to be involved. Let me tell you about our guests coming up right now. Suzanne Mulvihill has been a member of our Brain Trust for a while, and I'm so proud of Suzanne. She has really accomplished an awful lot. She's working hard to help entrepreneurs out there in so many different ways. She's the author of Employee to Entrepreneur, The Employee's Guide to Entrepreneurial Success. She has launched a new program called Emotional Endurance, which we're going to talk about. She's won a bunch of awards lately, and she's a busy beaver, and we're glad to have her back on the show. Suzanne, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. Thanks for having me back.
I'm glad to have you back. Tell us about the two awards you just got. I'm really proud of you about this.
Well, thank you, Jim. I won the Women in Business Advocate of the Year award from the small SBA here in South Florida, for the South Florida district, which I understand yesterday is the largest district concentration of small businesses in the United States.
Yep, that's right.
So yesterday the SBA awarded me that, and they also awarded me the, it's called the Champion Award, which is actually a new award started by Hector Beretta
right.
at the SBA.
The administrator of the SBA.
Mm-hmm. Yes, with the administrator. For the the southeastern United States. There were nine states. So,
went to one event and got two awards. Where?
Yes.
Did some of the other people say, Suzanne, take a day off? We'd like to, you know, spread this around a little bit.
I know. And then they left the
SBA. Take a vacation and give somebody else a break, Suzanne.
The chamber left me a copy of the one that I wasn't able to be. I was a finalist for their Small Business Person of the Year that I wasn't able to be at in May because I was at the Orlando conference. So
right.
It's like I walked away with three.
Boy, I tell you what. I bet there's some daggers at you with some of these other people thinking, you know, take a day off every once in a while. Give us a break. Anyway, no, I'm just teasing. Congratulations, Suzanne.
Thank you very much.
I'm not the least surprised. You remember, many of you remember Suzanne being on the show way back in the first time. And Suzanne, I could tell that there was a fire under you that you were not going to quench. You were going to keep working on this and helping people, and I'm really excited about that, because there's a lot of work to be done. As you know, these people that we serve, they're worthy of all that we do. And one of the things you're working on is that I want you to talk to us about is what you call emotional endurance. Tell us about that.
Emotional endurance is the ability to withstand the emotional challenges of starting and running a business. And I came up with that term after I was a business counselor for the Small Business Development Center and counseled more than 500 people on marketing and business planning, and found out that I spent more time helping them with the emotional side of business than I did with the marketing.
Right.
So my book, you know, Employee and Entrepreneur, is all about the emotional side of business, and I developed training programs that are help people develop emotional endurance. The book does that, and these training programs do that as well.
All right, now you've gone further than just to come up with an idea. I mean, this is a whole campaign for you, isn't it?
It's a 2-day training program. It's right now it's set up as a train the trainer program, and actually the idea for the training came the SBA, Cheryl Mills, the entrepreneurial. I think she's the assistant. I'm not sure
right.
her exact title,
right.
but
she's assistant deputy administrator. Mm-hmm.
That's it. And it was her suggestion to formulate this into a training program. So it's called Emotional Endurance Certification Training. And it's a 2-day training program that has 7 modules based on each of the chapters of the book, each of the challenges that entrepreneurs deal with emotionally. And we've got interest. I've got the Arizona is likely going to be the first state to bring me out there to train all of the SBDC counselors who volunteer for this training program.
Now, you've actually trademarked Emotional Endurance, haven't you?
Actually, I did, Jim, and it just came through this week. So, emotional endurance, yes, thank you very much. It's a certified
now,
or.
Talk to us about this. I agree with you. I think that, and as you know, one of the things that I talk a lot about on the show is the importance of paying attention to and performing maintenance
Correct.
on what I call the spirit of the entrepreneur, this force that drives us, this force that drives our protoplasm around, that if you don't take care of the spirit inside of the entrepreneur, the business is not going to be very healthy. And so you've taken that thought and really made a whole program around it. And I really congratulate you on that, because it's different. If you're the CEO of a major corporation, that's not the things that are required of that person's spirit is not the same as is required for a small business owner, is it?
That's correct. I mean, it took me 3 times to quit my job, Jim, before I could even start a business. So, no, it's not the same.
Well, the thing is this: you're bombarded on so many different levels. Your emotional and your spiritual, and when I say spiritual, folks, obviously at this point I'm not talking about religious spirit. I'm just talking about the emotional, as Suzanne says, the emotional toll that it takes on you is significant. And if you're not prepared for that, well, let me say this, Suzanne, you're probably never going to be prepared completely, but if you're not aware of it so that you can be prepared and realize what's happening, you get in trouble, don't you?
Well, we can burn out, and that with a 50% business failure rate, I mean, one of my goals is to increase the success rate of small businesses by facilitating this emotional skill. That's really the foundation, I believe, of our success.
Well, tell us about that skill.
Well, it's it combines courage and confidence. That's one of the main things is in working with entrepreneurs, they had struggled with, you know, they may have been confident when they worked for somebody else, but now when they're selling their own product, it's there's a level of confidence that needs to be developed.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one area that, you know, I work with the entrepreneur on helping them develop their emotional, their courage and confidence.
Right.
The bulk of it, Jim, is in what you were just speaking about, the mind, body, and spirit. It's the inside job of entrepreneurship and balancing the mind, body, and spirit. I mean, you talked about the spirit of the entrepreneur. That best is in its best form, if you will, when we're balanced with the mind and the body, meaning mm-hmm. we're taking care of our belief system, that our beliefs support us as an entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
That our body, that we're taking care, you know, you hear people say, I'm working 80 hours a week. Well, that might be fine, but it's got to be balanced with taking quiet time, and whether it's in nature or whether it's to the beach or whether
right.
it's wherever, that it's balanced time and
well,
not just...
I mentioned the spirit driving the protoplasm around. You got to take care of the spirit, but if the protoplasm doesn't drive very well, then you got a problem too. So you have to
right.
take care of all those things. And this is important for everybody in the marketplace, regardless of whether they're employees or owners or the CEO of a Fortune 500 company. All this is important, but it is different. Being a small business owner is different than being a CEO of a big company. Quick break, 20 after. We'll be right back with our good friend Suzanne Mulvihill. She's the author of Employee to Entrepreneur. Stay with us. Here's Joe Cocker to take us out. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Suzanne Mulvihill. She's the author of Employee to Entrepreneur. Suzanne, give us your website, please.
Sure. It's profit-strategies.com.
Okay, and that's where they can go to find out more about emotional endurance?
That's correct.
All right, and also, can they find the book there?
They can find the book there. There's a nonprofit set up at emotionalenduranceinstitute.com, so that's
okay.
Also, it provides basically the same information, but it's just
okay.
in a different form.
All right, and where else is the book available?
Barnes & Noble, you can buy it pretty much at any major bookstore,
okay,
and
good.
Amazon.com.
Sounds good. Suzanne, what else do we need to know about emotional endurance? What would help us to understand this a little bit better? What else do we need to know?
I think the most important thing, Jim, is for people to realize that these emotional skills can be learned. That people often have said to me, you know, I thought that people had to be born to be an entrepreneur, you're a born leader, or you're a born entrepreneur. We can learn these skills, because I can tell you from my own firsthand experience, I didn't have many of them. You know, I wrote the book primarily because I struggled with these things the most. And then when I counseled these other entrepreneurs, I realized that I wasn't alone.
Right.
That they were struggling with the same fears and insecurities and obstacles that were within ourselves, that it's kind of like entrepreneurship is a cleansing in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it gets out all these impurities that make us think that we can't do it, or it can't be done, or we're too afraid of it.
It sure gets all your senses going, doesn't it?
Oh, it sure does. And it's a wonderful process. I mean, I feel like it's been 6 years that I've been in business, and I'm really starting to feel the benefits of having done all this work, personally and professionally.
Right. You know, someone once said that you'll never know how it feels to really be alive until you're in danger of losing your life.
Wow.
Well, folks, if you'd like to be able to have that sensation without actually being in danger of losing your life, I think being an entrepreneur comes as close to that as anything, don't you, Susan?
I think so, too. We sure get to test it. You know,
Let me ask you this question about the emotional side. Do you see this being a different situation for men than it is for women?
I think my experience is that the women that I've worked with are more aware of it. There have been men that I have worked with who are becoming open to it, to recognizing that this is an area. I think men and women just have a difference in how they deal with it. But I have had both men and women that I've counseled and both men and women who have emailed me about reading the book.
Do you think that women are more inclined to go with their emotions and men are more inclined to fight their emotions?
I would probably say yes to that, just because it's been socially accepted to be that way. But I think men are becoming more open to their emotional selves.
Well, see, I really don't think it's so much the environment as it is the way we're wired. I mean, I know that men are taught, you know, to shake it off and all that sort of thing, but to be tough and big, you know, big boys don't cry, that kind of thing. But I really do believe there is a difference, and I think that it can be a good thing for women better more than men, and I think it can be, you know, not so good for both sides. I mean, I think men need to be prepared to be a little more emotional, but I think that there are times, Suzanne, I know you know this, when it's not good to be too emotional, when it's not good to give in too far to your emotions. Sometimes you do have to be tough.
Absolutely. I met somebody recently who said, you know, she fell in love with her idea for her business.
Yeah.
And that relationship that she had with her business was negative in the sense that mm-hmm. she couldn't see the forest through the trees.
Right.
So she had to detach and become less emotional in order to really see the different options that she had in growing the business.
Right. One of the things that I have felt helps me with my emotional endurance, and I really like that term, by the way,
Thank
Suzanne.
You.
Thank you for giving it to us. One of the things that's helped me to do this is to learn how to define success in more than one ways. Mm. In more than one way. And by that I mean when my business let me down, I looked around me, and if other things were okay, then it didn't make me feel like I was a complete failure. You see what I mean?
I can relate.
You've got kids. If I looked around and I was okay with my kids, then maybe it was just something wrong with the business. It wasn't something wrong with me.
But I had to learn that. The whole last chapter of the book, the whole last concept of emotional endurance is what's called before the money flows, and that's understanding mm-hmm. what success means without the money.
Mm-hmm.
Which many of us experience as entrepreneurs. We go for long periods of time without making the money that for me helped me feel good. You know, it helped me define me. I didn't know that, but it's all I ever did was make money that defined success.
Right.
And like, you're correct. I have a section actually in the book called defining success daily. You know, realizing that we're making success in many different areas, not just in one.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, if your sales aren't where they need to be, but you realize that you have people who want to talk to you, they're excited about what you're offering them, they allow you to come back and talk to them about what you offer, or they're coming in your store, maybe there's something else wrong. Maybe you're being successful on some levels of your business, just not in other levels. And you have to learn how to partition that, don't you?
Well, it's partitioning it, and I think for me it's trusting the process of success.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that it's, and again, my own personal experience in working with people is that it's a challenging area for us to reframe in the sense of
right.
what we believe about
right.
success. I mean, I felt good when I made a lot of money, and I felt bad when I didn't make money.
Suzanne,
that work on that.
This has been a lot of fun. Congratulations on your award. The book is great, Employee to Entrepreneur. And folks, you can find out more about this, what she's talking about today in her book. Thank you, Suzanne. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, Jim. Have a great day.
Suzanne Mulvihill, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. Right back with Lynn Morella. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.